Monday, May 10th. Morning was spent on our New York trip to view the new parkland. I had fairly long sessions with the president in the plane on the way up and on the way back. He is cranked up on follow-up on the SST vote in the House this week and agreed to meet with a group that Jerry Ford would put together for breakfast tomorrow morning in order to get it going. He got into a discussion of general tactics regarding how we approach things, makes the point that we're going to quit meeting with the people that are against us and playing to the issues such as consumers, environment, youth, press, business elite, intellectuals, volunteers, etc. And then he won't meet with these groups except when it's solely a question of a delaying action. He feels the battle lines are drawn now. We should play our friends all out and get only our people in. The key now is to fight the main battle, which is Vietnam, and not be diverted to the fringes. He feels we need some dramatic involvement of the president for the China matter and has real reservations as to any other method of follow-up, including Henry's plan for contact. He sent me a long memo yesterday regarding his thorough disgust in reaction to the White House Correspondents' Dinner, which apparently went very badly. The memo's in the file, dated May 9th. He got into reaction to Henry and is concerned that he's going to start pushing anti-Rogers items on the Mideast. He made the specific point to John Ehrlichman and me that we should not let Henry get into the Mideast at the staff meeting tonight. And as it turned out, Henry made no effort to do so. We had our Monday night staff dinner. Henry came late and left early and had nothing to say. John and I had a pretty good discussion with Schultz regarding the role of the Office of Management, and I think thoroughly depressed Schultz in the process, but made the points that it was necessary to move to a more political approach to the operation of the whole management structure. And George, I think, sees the point, but finds it very difficult to know how to approach it. He agreed to give some thought to the whole question and to come up with a paper for our next meeting regarding ways and means that he might implement the suggestions that we made. His basic concern is that the personnel and structure of his office is not really suited to political activity, and it's perfectly clear that there is a real question of assignment of responsibility between the OMB and the domestic council, and that this is something we're going to have to continue to pursue with both George and John end of May 10th.